Good morning.
Good morning.
We are pleased to offer some words regarding this most important subject of bodily condition. For your bodies are very near to you and very important, and the condition of them has much to do with the rest of that which you experience. If you are not feeling good or looking the way you're wanting to look, if you are not in the state of being that pleases you, then it has a way of reflecting out into all other aspects of your life experience. It is our favorite place to begin, because it is really the easiest of subjects over which you have absolute control, for it is what you are doing about you. It is our intent to offer the laws that are absolute, so that anyone hearing these words may have an understanding that there is nothing that they cannot be or do or have. And certainly, the easiest of all things to control is that which is closest unto you, and that is your physical apparatus. We'll begin by offering the law of deliberate creation. And perhaps that is our dominant reason for interacting with physical man in this time. We come forth as non-physical friends, teachers from the inner world, to assist you in understanding why you are here. What is the purpose of this physical expression? You are here out of your powerful wanting to be here, in order to understand more clearly than ever before how it is that you are creator. And so we will discuss how you are creator of your physical body. In order to create anything, here is the process. It is two-sided. Want it and allow it, with wanting being one side of the delicate balance and allowing being the other. You use it in many ways, but when we say want, we mean the sort of wanting that you have all experienced when there was that which you had difficulty not thinking about. When you are waking up in the morning, that is what you think about. When you go to sleep at night, that is what you think about. When you are discussing with others, that is what you are thinking about. And so wanting with emotion, with passion, that is one side of this delicate balance. And on the other side is the allowing or the believing or the expecting part. And so as you are wanting change in bodily conditions, really wanting and allowing, it will be, and very quickly. Words do not teach. And so we could sit here and talk for many, many days together, but unless you have had some life experience that merges with the words you are hearing, or unless you have some life experience that brings meaning to them, they will not have knowing within them for you. Much of what we will offer here, you have already experienced. And so these words will be the catalyst that will bring together the knowing within you. If you are wanting to affect change in the condition of your body, whether it is in its beauty, whether it is in its health, whether it is in its vitality, whether it is in its shape or size, no matter what it is you are wanting in regard to your physical apparatus, it is our wanting that as you are finished with this recording, as you turn it off, you will say, now I understand, and now I will go forth and begin to create the bodily conditions that I choose. We are wanting you to know that there is not another that creates in your experience. You are the one. And everything that you receive comes to you by the power of your thought. Your thought that has emotion wrapped around it is the most powerful of thought. That is the thought that brings change about in your experience. The other thoughts, while they are important and while they have creative potential, usually are only maintaining what you have already created. And so there was a time when with great emotion you brought forth this lack of health or illness. And now you continue to maintain it or hold it in your experience by your continued thought regarding it, even though there may not be emotion regarding that subject present now. There is a very powerful law in your universe. It is the law of attraction. And that law says that that which is likened to itself is drawn. That which you think in any moment attracts other thoughts that are like. That is why when you are thinking upon a subject that is not pleasant, more and more thoughts regarding that subject are quickly drawn. You find yourself in very short order not only experiencing what you are experiencing in this moment, but reaching into your past for more data that fits. And by law of attraction, this negative thought is growing and growing. And proportionately, so is the negative emotion growing and growing. Soon you find yourself discussing it with someone else, and they add unto it, and they reach into their past, and they reach into the experiences of those who are around them, until in very short order, most of you, upon any subject that you ponder very long, attract so much supporting data that it does become an emotional thought, and one that does bring forth the subject of the thought into your experience. Unfortunately, what we notice among most of you is that your thought about your bodily condition is much more often negative than it is positive. You are much more often noticing what you are not wanting than you are noticing what you are wanting. And that is because most of you do not really begin to think about what you want until you've got what you don't want. You wait until the roof has fallen in before you begin intending or wanting another roof. Now, this all ties back into that law of attraction. You cannot, from any state of being, attract something that is other than that state of being. That which is likened to itself is drawn. From your position of sickness, you cannot attract health if your thought is upon the sickness. Now, it seems as if there is no way out. It seems that if you are sick, you cannot be well. If you are fat, you cannot be thin. But it is not so. You are not necessarily the state of being that you see seated here listening to this recording. Your reflection of yourself, the way you see yourself in any moment, that is your state of being, not the actual state of affairs as you are sitting here in this clump of flesh and bone and blood. If you have been having conversation, noticing the lack of what you are wanting, from that state of being you cannot attract anything else. It defies law. If you feel sick, you cannot, from that state of being, attract health. That defies law. And so it is very important for you, in every day, to bring yourself for 10 or 15 minutes to a point of seeing yourself as you are wanting to be, in that perfect body, that body that functions perfectly, that feels full of vitality, that looks precisely as you are wanting it to look, seeing it in your mind's eye, visualizing, or speaking it through your words, or just experiencing it by closing your eyes and imagining that that is your state of being, or by taking your paper and pencil and writing all of the things about yourself that you are wanting and imagining that it is already done and that is who you are. Your thought, in combination with positive emotion, brings forth great positive health. Your negative thought brings forth great negative health. And so as you are thinking of what you are wanting, what you will receive is great and powerful positive help to assist you in achieving of that which you seek.